肝跟可能肾脏还可以一点嘛，其他都你们的身体不是很壮的，我看得出的。他最差的我看可能是他了吧，因为他老了嘛，对不对？他的年纪比我还大嘛，他比我大了一岁多嘛。OK 哈，所以呢，我们要懂得保护自己身体，要用好好用这个身体来做什么？修戒修定来关照。我们如果没有这个身体，我们怎么修？对吗？所以我们食物要注意，要注意吃正当的食物，要注意。你看刚才那个谁人才拿这个水来，我说我不要喝，因为这个水很凉的，它是地下水，很凉的，我的胃不大好的，我喝的话我一定会出问题。我说你去拿这个烧水来，我拿烧水来，我只是喝了一口，刚才我就懂，凉凉的不大好。死的苦。那么昨天你们前天不是看了很多那些死的相片，你看吧，很可怜的事情的，我跟你讲，看一下吧。我常常拿来看的，并不是用一个英文话来讲啊， when we practice aboutunderstanding about suffering, when you look at this picture, it's not something taboo, you know, English word, you know, something unlucky, you know, something very bad, you know, but it's to let you know we want to quickly arouse our energy, okay, all our energy that we haveAnd try to understand about suffering, and try to practice. Okay, I show you one. This is a very bad one. See, this woman, accident, her face was cut into half.This woman, by the metal on the car, 汽车的那个车的铁啊，一下子就像一把刀一样把头切掉，她的头就掉在这边，看到吗？半边的脸掉在这边，头发，你看头发，她的脸在这边，她这个脸已经不见掉了，这个女人，整个脸被切掉，只是一秒钟而已，噗，一下子就完蛋了，就死了咯。这个是她的男朋友了。所以你看死很快就到啊，对不对？不是说因为老的关系呢才死去啊，他一下子死就到，你根本都没有防备的。所以刚才昨天我不是跟你讲怎么念死，杀戮者就是魔王追着我，对不对？有错吗？清净道路里面跟你讲怎么样念死，八种方法念死。昨天我不是跟你讲你们看的那什么东西，那一篇文章，那这边不是咯，你们看到吗？杀戮者追进，第一，那个追着杀我的是谁？魔王嘛，死的魔嘛，阎罗王嘛，阎罗王追着我杀我。 The king of Mara, okay, the king of death is chasing after us, and it can take away your life just like that. In 2 seconds, finish, survey that.It can happen to us. So which is why when we are healthy, alive, and we have time, don't waste the time. Use your time wisely. Use your time for realizing the truth of suffering. That's the first truth we need to understand. 我们必须先学会认识苦题。 当一个人认识苦，就是佛讲你对那个苦哭苦已知啊，苦应该知，还有苦已经知，这三个步骤吗？哭苦应该知，苦已经知。那你这样看了这个照片，对不对？本来没有听过苦，刚才那四个这种马四种人的故事，本来从来没有听过苦，他听见苦了，有人老了，有人病了嘛，哭苦应该知，苦已经知道了，对不对？说明你们也听见了，也看见了，知道是苦啊，对不对？所以我们要先把第一个苦题先解决，解决了苦，那么你就能够修行了。 OK， 这样我们就讲到了哈。接下来的第二种苦是什么苦？心的苦啊。The first type of suffering is the suffering of the body, birth, old age, sickness and death. Which is why Buddha said, to understand about the truth of suffering, you need to go through three stages. First, the suffering. Second, the suffering which you must know. Right? And thirdly, the suffering I have already known.已经知道了，那你知道的苦是怎么样做？我自己有这个苦嘛，你也每个人都有这个苦嘛，怎么做？去找解决的办法嘛，怎么样解除这个苦嘛？苦在哪里？在我这边呢，不在阎罗王那边呢，不在死魔那边呢。我们有的身体不是有苦了吗？所以刚才一开始就跟你讲，佛讲是什么？有一个因为有了什么，从什么开始？对不对？因为有了身体，从身体开始，当我们有了这个身体，苦就来了嘛。那么你再想深一点，身体又怎么来的呢？我为什么会来投胎呢？对不对？要找这个答案嘛。我为什么会来投胎呢？我怎么去解决这个苦这个问题呢？很多学佛就是他只是在那边念念经，或者他很多西方人他要学 meditation， 哇 after they meditate they felt wow very good very blissful， then after that they don't even think about suffering， they say it's so happy， I felt on top of the world， rubbish， 懂吗？他根本都不是在学认识苦嘛。 they are not trying to understand about sufferingThey trying to enjoy the meditation. So that is why when you sit and when the leg pain, that is when the suffering arises. Control yourself, don't move. Understand the suffering. 苦在你那一边，你要去认识那苦。你说好啊，我现在我有苦了，我先解决苦嘛，我动一下就没有苦了嘛。不是，你这样动了，你反而你不认识苦了。不要动它。给那个苦给它越来越强烈，痛到你很痛，结果你想为什么我会一直执着我的身体是我呢？啊，为什么我认为我的脚要是我继续压下去我的脚会断麻木，可能要锯掉脚呢？我为什么会产生害怕呢？很多问题的嘞，它是在心这边的苦嘞，从身体的苦产生心的苦嘞，对吧？现在我们讲心的苦嘛，心的苦有那三种，爱别离苦啊，跟自己的亲爱的人分别，冤憎会苦，还有呢求不得苦，我们都想求不会死啊，对不对？这个是我们最大的愿望，我们能够永远活着，可以不可以？不能够，这不可能的事情，因为这个身体是一个生灭法来的。 OK， 好了，所以你认识这个，然后呢忧悲恼苦是第四种，或者有一些地方它写成是五蕴，五知其蕴苦，对五蕴的执着就是色受想行识的执着所带来的苦，所以五知其蕴苦。另外一种说法就是三苦，三苦，三苦是什么呢？就是苦苦、坏苦跟行苦，这是很重要的，这个要学到很高的那些修行人才会认识的， 普通的人就是学刚才所说的身体的苦心的苦，每一个都有四种。那么但是这三苦是不一样的，苦苦苦的本身就是苦， The suffering itself is suffering。 然后第二种叫坏苦， That which is that which is decaying, that which is changing is of suffering。 第三种叫行苦，行苦就是 all formations, 所有的 formation。 什么叫 formation? 就是组合的嘛，行是指组合的嘛，身体是不是组合的？身体是地水火风组合的嘛，身体是三十二个部分组合的嘛，啊，组合的也就是苦了啦。好了，就是这样的啦。那么你们要注意看了苦的常观，就是注意认识到身体无常，认识到身体的变化，亲友的离散，将来自己会死，不能够避免。第二，事物的无常，自己所爱的东西将来也都会坏跟消失的，认识到你这一次的身体所受的生老病死苦啊，以及其他将来怎么样，将来还是要再受这个苦啊，那怎么样，你要怎样怎么样解决呢，对不对？那在想身体是不是很脆弱呢。然后第四，心所受的苦，爱别离怨憎会苦求不得苦，这些苦是怎么样呢，啊，自己怎么样去解决这些苦呢？所以都认识这些苦。然后第五，思维，我这样长久以来轮回所受的身体的苦跟心的苦有多少呢？讲也讲不完了，一言难尽啊。第六，那你想，我还没遇到佛法的时候，为什么我从来没去想苦呢？等到我遇到佛法，我才认识到苦呢，是不是佛法好呢？那对嘛，本来就是好嘛。那么第七，你想一想，有谁要苦呢？没有一个人要苦嘛，但是我们都被苦折磨着，因此为什么我们要这样做，我们有必要好好守戒的，通过守戒我们保护自己，也不要伤害别人，所以从通过苦我们认为有守戒的必要。这就是今天下午要跟你们开示的内容。So I will explain in English a little bit. After understanding our physical suffering, we go through this birth, old age, suffering and death. Then from there, we can go into deeper, into our mental or our the suffering in our mind. The suffering of what? The suffering of departing from the loved one.And the suffering of meeting with the unfavorable condition, 怨憎会苦, and the suffering of what? The suffering of not getting what we want. We all desire to live forever, but we can't. And lastly, the suffering of worry, agony, and whatever. Okay? But then in other classification, they say,is the suffering of our clinging to the five aggregate, 五智取因苦。So these are our mental suffering. Our mental hanging on to this five aggregate, keep on thinking it is me, it is me, which is why Buddha say enlightenment. Buddha say enlightenment is through cultivating the wisdom, letting go of your attachment, then you get enlightened.If you keep on trying to make your body nice and healthy, and which is why many people, they work on the wrong area, you know. They keep on keeping fit, exercise, health food, you know, medical checkout, everything, they invest a lot of money and a lot of time. Wrong, because they are impermanent, no use. Why don't you invest more time in Buddhist practice? And it's more beneficial.But you can see most people outside, what they are doing, they invest their time and money and energy in the wrong area. 这个我要补充一下，你看大部分人做什么，他们把很多的精力时间跟金钱花在哪里， 花在怎么样保护身体健康啊，吃素，对不对？健康食品啊，医疗检这个定时医疗检查，对不对？保健啊，去运动，打太极，练气功，外当功，什么功都来了啦，对不对？那么就要保持身体健康，身体是无常的，你这样花这个时间是浪费，你不如把这个时间花来学做这些工作的时间花来学佛更好更快，你一明白放下对身体的执着就成佛了嘛，就解脱了嘛，对不对？这样不是更有效，更加对你们有好处？我这样讲你们同意不同意？ Agree or not agree? It makes sense, isn't it? You look at most people in the West, especially developed countries, they all do that now. So much time and money and effort into keeping fit, healthy. These are all futile, you know. It's useless. Doesn't bring you any benefit. Doesn't bring any result. It's futile at all. So that is why we need to really look at our own effort, which is why you are very wise. All of you, I will say, you are very wise compared with most of the ignorant people out there. You are very wise. You invest a few days, come and do meditation, bhavana, practicing anapanasati and practicing cultivation, mindfulness of the body. Then you will really be very beneficial for yourself. You will really improve. I'm sure after this few days you will be much wiser. Okay, that's the end of it. Do you have any question? 有什么问题要问的吗？认识苦，我只是简单的讲。有没有问题？没有问题，你们大家可以去休息大概5分钟、10分钟，上厕所、喝水，然后就去 practice 了。practice 什么 ？meditation， walking meditation， 啊，这些都是你们要做的。来，我们回向功德，愿以此功德，普及一切众。我与诸众生皆共成佛道。萨度萨度萨度。